Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday the 21st of May. Season really drawing to an end. Absolutely no football today whatsoever. And only one pod place horse. That's the only bit of betting info I've got today, and that is the Little Engine in the 4:45 at Brighton. I will catch the results up on that tomorrow. I've got to head down to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium today to hand collect two Champions League final tickets. You have to go and pick them up in person and fill in some travel forms for Spanish authorities. Will Suggsies make it to him? See, when I get out that stadium, there'll be a few people waiting to purchase it, Suggsy, while you're golfing in Portugal or Spain, wherever you are. Could make yourself a few quid later. Response to yesterday's podcast. Firstly, I do apologise for the swearing. I don't do it on purpose. I don't do it for effect. I'm perfectly capable of talking without swearing, but I am one of those people when I rev up about something, it sort of comes out almost Tourette's-like, can't help myself. And I know it has offended some, and I apologise for that, but it's very unlikely that I'm going to change my ways at this late stage. What I love the emails and things that come in and people doubling down on. We've got a real thing in society now, don't they, when people have an opinion, rather than hear an alternative view or even contemplate they may have something wrong, they just double down and stand their ground like little Rumpelstiltskins. It does make me laugh. I had comments on the site, had some tweets and had a few emails. It's just brilliant. And the Game of Thrones thing, I never said it was bad. I've never seen it. I've never watched one second of it, so I wouldn't know whether it's bad. But the fact that people are getting petitions up over, when I took the tweet last night, over 1.2 million people. Just think of that number. 1.2 million are demanding that they want, or petitioning, bothering to petition to have something remade because they don't like it. And that is the world we live in. People are now, I don't like something, I don't like it, do it again for me, do this for me, do it. As if it's that sense of entitlement. And then when I went to get the number of that, I looked at some of the other petitions. I'd never seen that site change or whatever it was before. Looked at some of the other petitions. You know, you've got people petitioning for things like bowel cancer screening for people less than 50. And my mum died of bowel cancer. Loads of people, get bowel cancer. I've had a good friend just get over bowel cancer, or his wife has just recovered from it after a year of chemotherapy. And that's got like a third of the votes that Game of Thrones. And you just think, where are people's priorities? It's a TV program. And my issue with TV, I remember bringing this up in the 2013 seminars. One of the big things I get told by people, I don't have time. I mean, it's the one thing that it really annoys me. Keep your own records. I don't have time to keep records. Yet they all seem to have time to watch this absolute utter garbage on TV. And most TV, in my opinion, it is my opinion, is complete and utter garbage. My TV rarely goes on. I'll watch sport. You know, I don't watch golf every week. I watch the majors. I watch golf if we've got people involved. I watch the Spurs games if they're on and I'm not going. And I watch a few other football matches. I watch the Derby Leeds game, which was a good game. I don't watch a lot, you know, Everton playing Burnley. I don't watch it. It doesn't interest me. My point on it is, let's say the average person spends just 2 hours a day watching TV. So you go to work, come in, have your dinner, sit down, watch TV. I don't know, let's say 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. It's 30 days of the year. It's a month of the year. 1 month of the year. If you watch more than that, obviously if you watch 3 hours, you're getting into almost 2 months of the year. Just sitting, watching nonsense. And that time for me can be put to better use. Reading, learning, talking, playing games with your family, whatever it may be. There's a much better, so, you know, in my time, obviously younger, I'm not saying like an old fart, but TV wasn't 24/7. Now it's just filled with absolute garbage. You know, it's been very Americanized, and most of it is nonsense. And that's my view on it. But if you enjoy Game of Thrones, it may have been brilliant. Fair play to you. I'm not criticising Game of Thrones. I know nothing about it. I'm criticising the fact that people's priorities are, I don't like that, let's have a little petition about it. And then you look, and Jeremy Kyle's programme, again, I've never watched it, but I've seen sort of, you know, snippets of it and highlights of it. It looks absolutely cesspit cancerish to me. It just looks horrific. 35,000 people petitioning to get Jeremy Kyle reinstated. I mean, just imagine going out to dinner. I mean, we go out, I've got three couples that we're good friends with. We don't talk much week to week, but we go out sort of once a quarter, or go to each other's houses once a quarter to have a meal. Just imagine sitting down at a meal. Oh, what have you been up to? Oh, no, we've got an issue at the minute. I'm on one at the minute. What's that then? Oh, yeah, Jeremy Carr. They've taken me off, haven't they? Taken me off, so I'm petitioning, got to get it back. Just imagine being in the company of somebody like that. Honestly, think about it. Imagine being in the company. I would be pushing my chair in, making the way to the front door. Thank you ever so much. Do not contact me again. I mean, it's what's important in life. And you relate it back to gambling. For me, people say to me, I don't have time. I'd spend the time looking at spreadsheets, doing this, doing that. And if you want to raise a cause, there's far more important causes than what happened in the finale of Game of Thrones or Jeremy Kyle being taken off our screen. There is far more big world problems going on than that old nonsense. Anyway, I won't say any more about it anymore, unless the petition gets up to 2 or 3 million, and then we'll obviously have to have some sanity checks from people. You lot carry on watching your Game of Thrones. I'll carry on putting the time to better use, and don't come moaning to me that you can't keep records or win at punting because you're sitting watching garbage. What else have we got? Have we got anything else? No, hope I didn't put anybody off having a vasectomy yesterday. Quite some very funny comments to that. I've got a few other stories, but we'll save them for a bit later. As I say, so I'm going to head off down to the old Spurs stadium now, get these tickets. I won't be about today. Tomorrow I'm going to do some end of season research. I'll publish a full sort of ultimate clinic thing next week with all the results of the systems that we've had, because once the Italian games have been played, we're pretty much done then. So I'll do that next week. I will get some templates online tomorrow for some results. I'm going to sit in my office, could do some analysis anyway, and I will, what am I doing? The boy's got an exam tomorrow. What else have I got? Oh, and I need to sort out the day in the pub, so I will do that tomorrow or Thursday. So have a wonderful, what is it, Tuesday? We haven't got much football action this week. I'll be getting ready for the old horse trades tomorrow with the Citro. My boy, I haven't had a chance, but I'll get my systems in place to start fishing them out now. We've sort of got 5 or 6 good weeks of the flat season behind us, and hopefully we'll get some good back to lays or later backs and dobs throughout the summer. So have a fantastic day. Thank you all for listening. If you wish to share this podcast, tell other people to listen to it. It's great. You know, for whatever reason, numbers have dropped off quite a bit since we started in January. I'm going to keep doing it because I do it for my own therapy. But if you want to spread the word, then please do so, because it just feels like, hey, I'm talking to more people and I'm not a little sad man sat on my own. And two, that it makes it all worthwhile. But have a fantastic Tuesday. And I'll probably photo a little Champions League ticket and post it later. And I will see you on, I'll see you, no, I'll speak to you all tomorrow morning.